The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into third hour of the program. You can, of course, bring up anything that you'd like. A lady's been arrested for buying Sudafed. It's been a while since Sudafed crackdowns have been in the news, but Mark, you've got a story about that, plus an update on the supermarket drama that we had talked about earlier this week with the Market Basket chain embroiled in all kinds of conflict between employees and the CEO and the board and the new CEOs, and it's just been a real dramatic affair, and there's been an interesting turn of events. We'll share that with you if we get the chance. Your calls come first here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tom is with us in Detroit to start things out this hour. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I haven't called you in quite some time, but I had to tonight as I was listening, and you brought up the quote out of the Constitution, and I literally used it today in the court.
Which and, quote?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And so
is that the Constitution or the Declaration? That's the Declaration of Independence, I think.
Okay, well, we'll call it, you know, either one. It's part of the Constitution. Is it
foundational document, yep.
Okay. Well, it was great today. When I had an arraignment, or not an arraignment, but a motion hearing today. And I mean, I actually had this judge at one point for, I had somebody record it. I know that's not supposed to be done, but so I've been able to go through it tonight. I'm going to get a transcript because the case is going to continue.
Did you have an audio recording or a video recording?
Oh, no, audio. They I'm not even going to bother to ask about video. They wouldn't allow it. This was a surreptitiously recorded.
Oh, gotcha.
So, anyway, and I had told you guys about this. This case has been going on since October of 13, and I've been fighting this one. I won the first round. They gave me my money back with the bond that I had to post, and now this is the second round where they raised the ticket to a higher ticket. Instead of giving me the deal where they were only going to steal $160 from me. Now
what is this ticket for? What is the ticket about?
Well, they claimed I was speeding in a construction zone. This is where I was driving on the highway. The pavement was glass smooth. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I drive like a little old lady in a little truck they call my bread truck. I drive a little transit truck. And a cop pulls me over. I was doing all of 75 and a 70, which I hardly ever even go 70. And I was just, again, the pavement was glass smooth, no traffic around me. So he pulls me over and tells me he's going to cut me this great deal. And so the first time I showed up, you know, I battled it. I didn't want to take the deal. So, of course, the first magistrate round, I lost. Then I went in front of the judge, and I pulled some MCR rules out.
Because all right, slow down a second. So you're in Michigan. The first round was a magistrate. That's different from a judge.
Yeah.
What's the court? Is it like a traffic court, the first round, as you described it?
Well, the magistrate really is, in most cases.
You don't live in Michigan, Mark. I wasn't asking you.
I understand, but I'm trying to make it clear for people. Really is they're just a negotiator for the cops.
Okay.
I mean, they're not even a judge. They have really the decision-making capabilities. They're just trying to negotiate a ticket so we don't actually have to spend trial time on this.
How is that different from in New Hampshire, there's like the police prosecutor who stands in there to try to negotiate plea deals with people. Is that kind
that's
of the same thing?
That's what that's like, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, that's basically exactly right. They now have it whittled down in this particular city to where they don't make a recording of it or anything, so you have no evidence to go back on, and, I mean, they just treat you like you are a piece of dirt.
Just to be clear, when you're saying they treat you like dirt, no recording, you're talking about the magistrate hearing?
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
You have no rights whatsoever. They just they tell you this is traffic court. You're just, you know, it's just pointless. Mm-hmm. It's just like you said. If you know, most of 99% of the people, I'm sure, at least the ones I saw, just comply.
Take the plea deal. So you go into the magistrate hearing with the purpose of going with not guilty. Is that the intention?
Yeah. I mean, I try. I actually step back a little bit. I've been, I've been following Mark Stevens for quite a few years.
Mark Stevens is the author of Adventures in Legal Land and kind of a friend of the show. Go ahead.
And Government Indicted, which I've gotten through almost completely now. And Mark.
Oh, his new book. Great. Yeah. I need you to send me one of those. Go ahead.
I've been on his show now pretty regularly. Last Saturday, I was on there for about an hour and a half. He's really been intrigued with. I have two cases going right now. I told you guys about the other one also where they surrounded my house. I'm that guy.
Let's keep it to the one case for today. So the magistrate hearing, is it like in New Hampshire, the first hearing is basically a pretrial conference where they try to get you to take the plea deal. If you don't, you just go through or I guess it depends on what the charge is. There's also arraignments, and that's usually also where they try to get you to take the plea. So you went past that. Then what happened?
Well, that first one, that was back in 13. And so then I went to the appeal on that magistrate's decision, and there was a judge sitting in for the normal judge, and I really threw him for a loop. And I actually, tried the Mark Stevens approach, and I always have plan B, plan B and C just in case. And plan B was I'm quite familiar with the rules, and I brought up the fact that paperwork has to be signed and such. And he said he didn't want to make it obvious in front of everyone there, so he said he would take it under advisement. And then 2 weeks later, I got a letter, and they said, okay, they're going to send. I was entitled to get my money back. The case was dropped. Well, now,
hold on before you go on. All right, so I'm still confused about this magistrate thing. It sounded to me like it was essentially a glorified plea deal situation, but the magistrate you said made a decision, and that doesn't happen in New Hampshire.
You don't take the plea after the magistrate.
No. He said the magistrate made a decision, and then he appealed that decision to this judge.
Right.
Well, and in the magistrate hearing, does the cop testify? Is it like a full hearing?
Yeah. Yes. It's
okay. That's totally different from New Hampshire. Then completely different.
Yeah, they go by the preponderance of evidence. They try to. That was what was brought up today again. Oh, I don't understand. They're telling me this is a preponderance of the evidence case, and 51% and all that.
So when you get found guilty,
this is like essentially an administrative court,
right?
This isn't a court of law as much as it's just an administrative thing. Yeah, they can have the cop testify. It doesn't really matter what they do inside these administrative things, so long as people understand this guy over here, not a judge.
No, I get it. I'm sorry. I totally misunderstood. I thought the magistrate was just somebody who took a plea deal from you or tried to get a plea deal out of you. What it sounds like is that's kind of a, like you're saying, this administrative hearing, the rules of evidence aren't the same. The rules of conviction are very low. But then you got to appeal that. Is there a cost in Michigan to appeal the magistrate's ruling?
Yes, that's why nobody does it, because you pay basically the full cost of that ticket to put up the bond to appeal it.
Yep.
That's what I mean. When I went in the second time, that judge reversed the decision on the rule that I pulled out, and I got my money back. That was great.
Nice job.
But hold on. Now the officer brought the ticket back as a full speeding in a construction zone he claims was a construction zone. So I've been battling. So now I
hold up. What was the ticket the first time?
He said, remember, he would cut me a deal. And
he was
an impeding. He cut it down to impeded driving.
With the intention that you were going to take the deal, and then, he didn't take the deal, let's come at him with a full speeding charge.
I really wonder whether he can do that.
Apparently he can.
That sounds like double jeopardy for real.
Not
to
if
me.
It's a different charge, it's not double jeopardy.
Why not? It's the same event.
I don't think that's how double jeopardy applies, is it?
Yeah, it's a good point. Now that you've actually mentioned that, Mark and I, he hasn't mentioned it to me, but that's a good point. But let me go, it gets actually pretty interesting at this point.
All right.
Now I go back to go for the magistrate again, a different magistrate on this new charge, and every one of those courtrooms are absolutely packed to the brim every time this happened. I showed up. I was supposed to be there at 8:15, check in. Court normally doesn't start till between 8:30 and 9. I had to leave work. I showed up at about 8:30. I walked up to the counter, and she says to me, I check in. She says, no, the judge is already off the bench. And I said, that's impossible. It's only 8:30. I'm only, technically it's still check-in time. She says, well, let me go see if the judge will come back and talk to you.
Fascinating. Stand by. I thought you said this was the magistrate, not the judge.
This is the magistrate again.
The magistrate. All right, stand by. We're going to get the rest of the story here in a moment. Tom, we'll continue with you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So charged with impeding traffic, didn't take the plea deal, beat the case. The cop comes back with a full-on speeding ticket to charge him again. That's where we'll pick up the story in moments with more Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's kind of been a court night here on Free Talk Live. We've talked about our friend Rich Paul, who is going, he's back in jail now because of a violation of probation. We went into a lot of detail on that situation in the first hour and a half of the program. The video footage, the raw footage from court will be up later on, probably sometime tomorrow morning would be my guess, maybe tomorrow during the day, at freekeen.com if you want to check that out. We've actually got Tom on the line with us here. We're going to get back to his story. He's kind of in the middle of a court debacle that he's telling us about. And also want to let you know about ExpressCoin, the best choice for buying Bitcoins. Now Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, you can get all of those for money order. Or check, wire transfer, even cash deposit at checking or at credit unions that have what's called shared branching. So different ways for you to get your Bitcoins and those other coins with cash, basically. Go to ExpressCoin.com and get your cryptocurrencies, and you can get them fast. ExpressCoin.com, they really care about customer service over there, and you can get it all done from your smartphone as well by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. It started in the United States. Now, if you're in Canada, you can use ExpressCoin.com. Very cool. Back to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you were telling us about what happened, and let me recap just to make sure I've gotten an understanding so far of what you've been telling us. There in Michigan, they have a magistrate process. Now, this is completely different than what I'm used to here in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, if you get a ticket and you want to take it to court, you just go to criminal court, and that's it. In Michigan, where you are, the Detroit area, you go to in front of a magistrate first, which has a trial-like thing. But the level of burden of proof is preponderance of the evidence, so it's not a real criminal level kind of trial. And the magistrates, of course, are ultimately glorified plea deal takers for the most part. But you did not take a plea on this impeding traffic charge that the officer gave you instead of a speeding ticket. So you didn't take the plea. You were, of course, found. Do they find you guilty or not or responsible? Or what do they call it in the magistrate hearing? Do you have Tom? In Detroit?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you here?
Yeah, go ahead. What do they call?
It's responsible. They find you responsible.
Right. So the fine is issued. You have to pay it. If you want to appeal, you have to pay the fine in advance in order to get the appeal.
Oh, you want a trial?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have to pay the fine, and then we'll see whether or not you win. How's that?
And you actually did get the fine overturned. You actually won at the appeal, which is amazing, by the way.
Right. On a technicality, but yeah.
Right. That's usually the only way you can win, but you got it. And then after that, the cop got so upset that you didn't just take the plea. He files another charge against you, this time the speeding charge, the original charge that you would have, should have gotten, supposedly. He's now coming after you for this. You show up at the court at 8:30 in the morning, which is during the check-in phase, as you were describing to me, and the lady behind the window says, sorry, the judge isn't on, the judge has left the bench or something like that. Continue the story from there.
All right, perfect. So now I'm standing there at the window, and I said, that's impossible. There's no way the court is over. She says, well, let me go talk to her, but first you have to enter a plea with me, with her right there at the window. And the moment you do that, just as if when you walk in and take the advice of rights form and sign it, you already give the court jurisdiction at that point. And I told her, I'm not entering a plea with you. I want to see the judge. She says to me, I'm not even
the magistrate. You mean the magistrate, not the judge.
Yeah, exactly. She says to me, well, I'm not even going to go show it to her until you enter a plea.
Whoa. So
I says, okay, I got this one. I says, I've got Mark Stevens' unsigned plea of guilty. I pull it out of my satchel. I says, go give her this. She reads it, kind of gives this funny look because she's never seen one of those before. And she says, wait here a minute. She says, go sit right there. Okay.
Now, hold on a second. Before you go on with the story, Mark Stevens' approach here is to bring in a pre-prepared, unsigned guilty plea and basically, approach in front of a judge, say that you fully intend to plead guilty should you be able to be shown that you had an obligation to follow the rules in the first place, right?
Correct. Well, listen to that. This is where it gets really interesting and scary. I'm sitting there. I'm expecting, somebody to come let me know. The next thing you know, four fully armed or, uniformed police officers, an armed bailiff, and a suited bailiff come up to me and said, follow us. I thought, interesting. And they march me into a courtroom by myself. There's no one else in there. And they don't have the luxury of having empty courtrooms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who sits there? Another magistrate. And the magistrate, they put the moo-moo on whoever they want, is an administrator that I had an argument about getting my bond back the first round. And I'm like, oh, this is going to go well. So now there's four cops standing there at ease watching. This was like a schooling for them. I know that's what this was. Four of them standing there at ease. The cop that is charging me at the plaintiff's table, the bailiff and the armed bailiff, and me and the magistrate. And now, again, you know, we start up, and she pretty much pulls the same thing because there's no recording being made. And now I'm found responsible again. So I appeal that one. And now this is the one that I went back on today, but I filed Mark's awesome motion. I usually file my own, but this one I used. He's got a great motion that you can purchase from him. It's fantastic. And I went in there to argue that motion today, and this is where.
And what is the motion? A motion to dismiss?
Yes. I'm okay. Sure you're familiar with it because, you know Mark, and I watched your DMV hearing. And Mark has.
Yeah, it always just gets blown out and object. You know, the motion to dismiss is almost never successful. The one from Mark Stevens has never been successful for me, but it's always, you know, it's fun to file that stuff. So go ahead.
Well, today I had to argue that motion. And first off, I appeared on this back in May, end of May. And the court was so packed. The cop came up to me and he was really nice to me that day. And he says, you know, can we adjourn this? You know, she's real busy and blah, blah, blah. And I really did have to get back to work. And I says, okay. So I agreed to adjourn it. And now today, and she, when we went up there, she promised me that if I showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning or, you know, 8:15, that I would be first up. So today I was there 8 o'clock. I had all my stuff ready. I put my stuff on the defendant table, and the bailiff jumped on me, you know, to get it off of there. I said, nope, she promised I'd be first up. So he and I kind of got into it. So I brought my stuff back. She finally walks in. Everybody stands up. She calls out a case number, which wasn't mine, and I walked right up there. I says, excuse me, Your Honor, you promised me that I'd be first up. Oh, boy, you can imagine how that went. He threatened me with contempt of court and everything. So I had to wait a little bit.
Yeah,
so
these judges and their promises. I mean,
you'd
think in their courtroom that when they said something, it would be the truth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, and I
all right, so what happened?
So basically, I brought out Mark's motion, and she just kept chopping me. I mean, and one of the things I wanted to say, when I brought up that constitutional quote or that Bill of Rights quote, and I asked her, I actually had a judge pause. I just listened to it as I was waiting for you guys to break. She paused for 12 seconds when I asked her if all the elements of the crime, innocent of all the elements of this allegation. She paused for 12 seconds.
You mean presumed innocent?
Yeah, presumed innocent, exactly.
Stand by, Tom. We'll let you wrap this up here in a moment. We'll find out what the judge in this case decided to do. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well are welcome about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Skype as well. No Skype calls yet tonight. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request if you're not already on our contact list. It'll be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier for as little as $5 a month. We will take that $5 in, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country. Just got a new agreement from a new station today. It's actually been a really good week for adding radio stations.
Yep, Free Talk Live is expanding. What do you think? 200 by the end of the year?
I'd say it's optimistic, but possible. You know, I would say that's within the realm of possibilities at this point. So thank you to everybody who's a Free Talk Live amplifier, because your $5 a month makes a difference for us. It is money that is invested into the show, not just in getting new stations on, but also doing advertising online, say through Google AdWords. Also helps us pay for global satellite channels that we have. Well, we've only got two of them, but we'd like to have more. The AMP program can help with a lot of that. It helps send us to industry conventions where we schmooze it up with the radio talk bigwigs and things like that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and you get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, And you also get access to the brand new, or newish, AMP-only Facebook group, which has been a lot of fun thus far. So don't miss out on AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Tom on the line in Detroit. He is going through what is a saga of traffic tickets. And he got one ticket for impeding. He should have gotten a speeding ticket. Ended up beating that, actually. And then the cop came back with a speeding ticket, which, Mark, you said that might be double jeopardy. And I don't know. Maybe there's an argument for it. The Wikipedia definition of double jeopardy is it's a procedural defense that forbids a defendant from being tried again on the same or similar charges following a legitimate acquittal or conviction. So is impeding traffic similar to speeding?
It's the same incident. The police officer thought at the time the best thing to charge him with was impeding traffic. But then after he got found not guilty, the police officer then decided that the best thing to charge him with was speeding. That smells a lot like BS to this country boy.
It's worth an argument, that's for sure. So Tom went back on the speeding ticket. He, of course, lost at the magistrate level, appealed again, as he did on the prior one, appealed to the actual trial, and that's where we're continuing the story. You had actually filed, Tom, a motion to dismiss, and if it's the same motion I'm thinking of from Mark Stevens over at Adventures in Legal Land, markstevens.net, Mark with a C is his website. If it's the same motion I'm thinking of, it's the one that objects on a few different, points out a few different things. One, that the state doesn't have jurisdiction and can't prove that it has jurisdiction. And then there's a couple other points in there, but that's one of the major ones. Is that the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's great. Yes, it is. Motion to strike, dismiss complaint, and request for full finding of fact and conclusion of law. That's what it's titled.
And so, I would point out that these things haven't been successful for Ian when he's tried them, but you're not Ian, and neither is anyone else. The courts.
Not Mark.
Well, we're not that much is true. Well, that much is true, but the fact is that the courts are waiting on Ian when he comes. When I had a speeding ticket here in New Hampshire, they knew who I was. They had an extra cadre of bailiffs for the people that were filming when I came. They know here who we are, and their answer to everything we say is no, 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 no.
I'm in exactly the same boat because back in 2011, I used Mark's strategy and beat them. And I told you guys about this, where they were charging me with an assault on a police officer that I called it arrested by mail, to where I wouldn't answer any questions. And 2 days later, I get a letter a citation that I'm being charged with assault on a police officer. And I beat that one. And this is the same city. I made three of their attorneys look like idiots. So I'm now their project.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much to, make a court aware. You just have to stand up for yourself, and then they'll know who you are from that point forward. So give us back into the story here. You were in front of a judge this time.
Yeah.
The judge was having a hearing on your motion to dismiss, and what happened?
Okay, well, as we were going through it, every time she would not let me ask the cop any questions or the prosecutor, and every time I tried to ask her questions, she said I couldn't ask her questions. So when I asked her if I was presumed innocent of all presumptions and assumptions and elements of the crime, again, a 12-second delay, and then she said, you are asking me questions, and you can't do that. And then she said, these are quotes, I just listened to it. She said, you are asking me a legal question. I'm not an attorney, blah, blah, blah. Out of her mouth, I swear that's what she said. I just listened to the quote.
Whoa.
Yep. And then she said, you need to get an attorney. I told her I am presumed innocent and quoted the constitutional what I just said. And, and I asked
her. You aren't
her,
asking legal questions. You're asking questions to try to understand
procedural questions
of what's happening in this procedure.
I mean, that's part of what a judge is supposed to do, is to help a person who's representing themselves pro
in
se.
Theory.
Right. Well, that's what they're there for. They're the frickin' referee. That's what we were told all our lives. And the fact is this legal system, this jurisdiction, this judicial system is full of liars.
That is one of the fun parts about Mark Stevens' questions. I mean, I've never had any judge throw out a case because of it, but I have had them get really upset. And if there's something that Mark Stevens is really good at is upsetting judges in administrative tribunal hearings and judges in wherever. But basically, Mark gives you some questions that you can ask. They're very, very powerful questions, and you're talking about just one of them. But what you're saying is this judge doesn't want to hear any questions. And usually when you go into a new courtroom, if they don't know who you are already, and you start asking these questions, you'll usually get through a couple of them, two or three, before the judge starts to flip out and refuse to answer the questions, which, of course, makes the judge, if there's anyone in the room, which in your case there wasn't, they dragged you into, like, a secret courtroom.
No, this today, that was the last one, remember? That was the magistrate.
Oh, the magistrate. So today you were in front of a packed courtroom.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's what Mark Stevens' questions are the best for, in my opinion, because it reveals the violence and the ridiculousness and the outrageous unfairness in the system in front of anyone who happens to encounter that hearing. So you got this judge to show how outrageous she absolutely is, how unhelpful she is, right in front of an entire court.
How she's not a lawyer. Yeah. What are you doing up there in a black robe if you haven't completed law school?
Is she elected? Are they elected judges in Michigan?
Yes, but she has to be a lawyer. There's no way she's not a lawyer because she started quoting rules when I was questioning her on things that I wanted. She says, well, I don't have to do that because of this rule. I said, can I see that rule? Can you show me that? I don't have to show you anything. And I happen to have my Michigan court rules. I always have my books with me, like I said, to back up plan B and C. But just let me finish this.
Go.
I stopped when I was reading that out of the Constitution or whatever. I stopped on all men are created equal, and I asked her, am I equal to this accuser? And I pointed at the police officer.
Ooh.
And she again paused, and she said, well, we need to swear you in. And the police officer raises his hand, and I says, no, I'm not testifying. I'm going to ask questions of my accuser. I'm not testifying yet. And all of a sudden, again, it changed to, you know, just hammering me with everything she could. And she was literally, every time she would say something, saying to the prosecutor, isn't that right, Mr. So-and-so? She did that three times, and I finally said, wait a minute, are you asking him legal questions? That didn't go real well either. Because she's like, no, I'm not. Because she was, and then I asked her, I says, am I already presumed guilty? I mean, you guys are talking to each other, and I challenged her. I says, why am I having this debate with you, the judge? I says, I should be having this with these two guys who are accusing me. And I said, the officer and his helper.
But, well, she's carrying water for him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
all right, so what ultimately happened here?
Well, basically, she shot me down, and I asked, okay, so this is not a trial. I assumed that this was going to be my appeal and motion hearing all in one. And she's like, no, I said, great, then I request a trial.
So it's on then, right? Like, you got a trial date.
Yep. So it's continued. This is going on since October of 13.
I wish you could get a camera in for this, man. I really do. It sounds like a fascinating... I mean, I guess the audio would be okay if it was decent, but you said it was surreptitiously recorded, so a lot of times that audio is not going to be worth posting. I thank you for the time and the story tonight, Tom. And I would really like to encourage folks in Tom's position, people who have an appreciation for sort of clogging the courts, and who have the willingness to do this, come to New Hampshire where we can have 20 people show up to support you and record it.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to take control here in the remaining moments. There's enough time for you with your call and thoughts. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and you can buy whatever it is you're looking to buy, including Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can get the DVD director's cut version for under 10 bucks at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. That way Amazon, you know, they get a little something, but when you buy it through shop.freetalklive.com, we get, Free Talk Live gets a cut of whatever it is you're purchasing, pretty much anything, through shop.freetalklive.com. And again, don't forget you can watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. But if you like the movie, buy a copy on DVD. You can explore the 8 hours of bonus footage, the commentary tracks, which, by the way, if you like the movie online, you don't get the commentary track online. In fact, two commentary tracks. One with just Derek J, just him kind of reflecting and riffing on the movie, his experience in watching it. And then another one with myself, Derek J, and editor Bo Davis, editor and producer Bo Davis. So that's more of a fun track. They're both fun tracks. I've listened to them both, and it's an interesting kind of, there's a lot of interesting insights to the movie-making process, and it's great. So go and check that out at victimlesscrimespree.com. And again, you can grab the DVD through shop. freetalklive.com. You know what I was saying a moment ago, Mark? We can get to the Sudafed story here in just a bit. But as I was, we were talking with Tom in Detroit about his courtroom experience, and this guy is practiced. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's confident. He's going in there. He's taking things to trial, little stuff like a speeding ticket, taking this stuff to trial. And he's even willing to put up money in advance, which is a big deal. Like, I like being in New Hampshire where you don't have to do that. You just go to trial, and then afterwards when you're found guilty is when they want you to pay up. In a lot of states, like Michigan, they demand you pay the fine before they'll give you the trial. And
in
then,
some cases, there are court fees that make taking some tickets to trial really sort of stupid and redundant. Like,
right.
For instance, if you get a parking ticket and you want to take it to trial, or to court, in front of a judge, which, is your right as a U.S. citizen,
so they'll
claim. Charge you, $150 or whatever
or
it
more.
Is to take a $5 parking ticket to trial.
Town
it makes
ordinance,
no sense.
Ordinance violations in Sarasota, Florida, which is where you and I are from, Mark, I happened to see the rundown when I was there. A friend of mine was there for a charge, and he happened to have the sheet, which kind of give you a breakdown of what the court fees are, the court costs are. It was more money for an ordinance violation than it was a misdemeanor. So
that's because they don't want you to take their little tickets to trial.
And it was like, I swear
to you. Are you kidding me? Our stinking, shiftless government bureaucrat gave you a ticket and you'll like it.
I swear to you, it was $300 in court costs for an ordinance violation. Now, I don't know if in Florida you have to pay that in advance. That may be something they hit you with after the fact when you get found guilty. But regardless, my point was.
Even so, it's prohibitive.
Oh, absolutely. They don't. You only get justice in most places if you're a rich person. I mean, that's definitely the truth. There's no doubt about that being the
justice,
truth.
Justice, rich person, when it comes to parking tickets, what I saw when I was working downtown in Sarasota, Florida, is that rich people would park wherever the heck they wanted to. Fire lanes, the side of the street, whatever they wanted to do. They get a parking ticket, so what? It was just a parking fee as far as they were concerned.
Right. So my point was, Tom has all these things going for him in that he's willing to buck the system. He's willing to take things to trial, not take the plea deal, which I'm a huge fan of. And by the way, Rich Paul did not take the plea today. They did offer him something, and I think it involved time served, but he did not take that plea. So Tom's not taking the plea. He's going to court. He's got a buddy there who's surreptitiously recording the trial. That's fine. It's something. It's at least
great.
Some sort of independent record of what happened, but you can't openly do it. If you get caught, you might get charged with contempt of court for doing that. In New Hampshire, all I had to do to go and record a trial with a video camera on a tripod openly today was walk in, set the tripod up. Now, I'm a little different because I've been in this courthouse a zillion times and have recorded video, so they don't even ask me for any kind of proof. The bailiffs were being kind of pushy today with people who weren't me, so they approached Derek J, and he had a camera in the courtroom, and they said, "Do you have your permission?" And Derek J said something, or have you registered with the court as a media? And he said something about that he was with Free Keen. That was enough for them. They didn't demand to see his paperwork or anything like that. And then they asked another young lady who was sitting down with a camera in the court if she had been registered with the court, and she said she had not, and they told her she couldn't use the camera. So, your mileage may vary. Different states and different courts, even within a state, have different rules about how things are supposed to go. But in New Hampshire, despite sometimes having to jump through a few hoops, like signing some sort of form and giving it to the court clerk prior to a notice, basically.
Well, just having people around that know how to do that is valuable when it comes to activism.
Yeah, but my point being, I have not had a problem recording video in New Hampshire with the exception of the federal court here. It's only, New Hampshire state and circuit courts, district courts, etc., no problems whatsoever. Everybody else that calls this show, I always ask them, can you record in your state?
No. Well, I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
Well, if you're an activist in the realm of the court system, you really should be in a place where you can have backup.
How can you teach other people how to do it if you don't have recordings?
You can't. They want you to keep. They want other people to be kept in the dark.
Absolutely.
About this stuff.
They want people to be petrified when they go into court. That's what they do.
So, again, here today in court, we had 20 people there to support Rich Paul. And that's on the low side for a fairly large trial. Of course, it's all the way out in Keene, and it was also then there was an issue with this morning. They thought it was going to be 9:00, but it turned out it was 1:30. So there was kind of a time change. But regardless, I've seen 50 people in a courtroom up here supporting the person who is on trial. How many people went with you the last time you were in court? If you don't live in New Hampshire. Now, you can live in New Hampshire and not have many people show up if you don't tell anyone. Like, there are some people that they just want to quietly go to court and do their own thing without having an audience supporting them. But if you want supporters, if you want people to be behind you at a trial, to observe, to record, You can have that here in New Hampshire, and you can have it almost instantaneously just by moving as part of the Free State Project. So go to freestateproject.org. Let's talk Sudafed.
Yeah, let's go here. From alternet.org, a woman with allergies arrested and imprisoned for buying Sudafed. Florida sheriff's officers falsely arrested and imprisoned a woman with allergies for buying two boxes of Sudafed at a drugstore, she claims in federal court. Mickey Lynn Goodson claims she bought the two boxes of the over-counter drug because the pharmacist recommended it. She sued Gadsden County Sheriffs Young and the two officers, Morris Young and the two officers who arrested her. I mean, I can't imagine what
successful with the suit.
What's that?
I don't believe she'll be successful with the suit.
I don't know whether she'll be successful or not, but
we're just doing our job.
I think it's fascinating that a person buying two with allergies buying two things of Sudafed is going to get arrested. Charges of possession of a controlled substance were eventually dropped.
Wow.
In July 2010, Goodson says she went to a Winn-Dixie store to get Sudafed because she has allergy flare-ups. Sudafed contains pseudoephedrine, which can be used as a precursor chemical in some recipes for methamphetamines.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmacist on duty suggested the plaintiff buy two boxes of Sudafed, and she did.
Jeez.
Almost immediately, defendant officer Moore drove up in an unmarked police car.
Almost
blocked
immediately.
Her in. I don't
wow.
have any, I know they take your driver's license information.
Incredible.
I don't really know why.
Woo.
asked if she had just bought Sudafed, she said she had. Okay. We don't do
this.
We don't answer. Are you conducting an investigation, officer?
Mm-hmm.
Why, yes, I am. Well, conduct it elsewhere. I'm not answering any questions. You can direct your questions to my attorney.
Right.
Who's your attorney? Do some police work.
Yeah, you figure it out, buddy.
It's not my job to tell you these things. She said Moore took the Sudafed and told the Goodsons that they had to wait for more officers to arrive, detaining them against their will. Defendant Buchholz arrived with other deputies. These are the police officers. Searched the Goodsons' car. They were taken to the sheriff's station where Buchholz asked if she could search. Where the officer asked if he could search their home. Goodson said no, unless there's
goodness.
A search warrant. And he says, I'll get a search warrant, according to the complaint. After she was held for 2 or 3 hours, She's left the sheriff's office. She was arrested and handcuffed on her front porch by a deputy who asked her, "What have you gotten rid of?" And she replied, "I don't know what you're talking about," but was taken back to the county jail and booked in, charged with possession of a controlled substance. The plaintiff was arrested on her front porch after the Buchholz, this deputy here, obtained a search warrant on false and misleading statements on the evidence, the complaint cites. Later, when an order granting the motion to suppress was entered, suppressing all evidence received pursuant to a search warrant, the judge stated that he had the magistrate been aware of the omission of critical evidence and facts in the documents signed by Buchholz to obtain the search warrant, he would not have found sufficient probable cause to issue the search warrant. So
she beat the charges.
Yes. But she might be able to get it just because this cop basically falsified a search warrant.
And they'll do anything to bust you for Sudafed these days. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Just when you thought it was safe to buy cold medicine. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.